DW.
At Monterey Bay Aquarium on the coast of California, a big wooden box has arrived. Inside are two sea otters, a mother and her pup. Divers captured the animals a short boat ride away. Veterinarian Mike Murray puts on thick gloves.
I've been bitten, I've been scratched. They're very aggressive. They're like wolverines. They look really cute, but they're pretty nasty when they have to be.
3 years ago, researchers at Monterey Bay Aquarium equipped wild sea otters with radio transmitters and data loggers. The female inside the box was one of them. Now the researchers are recapturing those very animals to get their equipment back. Since the recorder is inside the otter's abdomen, Mike Murray has to cut her open.
We're first going to take the pup out and take it away from mom. Then we'll weigh mom, give her a couple of drugs to sedate her. We don't want them together when she goes down because we don't want her just falling asleep uncontrolled on top of the pup. Hi, Mom.
While his colleague pushes the otter down with a large pillow, Mike grabs the pup and puts it into another box. The little guy immediately starts screaming for his mother. The vet gives the female an injection and two assistants lift her onto the operating table. Stretched out, she measures over 4 feet, or 1.2 metres. Mike and his colleague begin operating. It might seem cruel to capture wild sea otters and cut them open, but researchers say the data from those time-depth recorders are valuable. They reveal how the animals spend their lives and also which habitats suit them best. With this knowledge, researchers hope to help the species survive in the long term. About 3,000 sea otters live in central and southern California, but their numbers haven't risen for years. The population seems to be stalled at its current size no matter what. Conservationists are worried. This is Michelle Stadler, sea otter researcher at Monterey Bay Aquarium.
The otters are a threatened species, and one of the issues that we're seeing right now, which has changed over the time that I've been here, is that they get a lot more shark bites. When I first started, we were only seeing 5%, 10% of the otters were getting bit by sharks. Now we're over 50%.
Great white sharks live off the Californian coast. They feed almost exclusively on seals, but if they come across a sea otter, they'll take a bite. Sea otters don't have fatty blubber, so the sharks immediately realize the hairy creature doesn't taste good and leaves well alone. But most sea otters won't survive their wounds. With sharks encircling their territory, southern sea otters can't expand their range. They're stuck where they are and so can't increase their numbers. There is one territory, though, that sea otters have recently conquered, Elkhorn Slough. It's an estuary a little north of Monterey, filled with brackish water and stretching from the Pacific into the interior of California. There are now about 140 sea otters here. Ron Eby, a former naval commander, is on his way to a peninsula in the Elkhorn Slough Nature Reserve. Ron has been studying sea otters here for the last 10 years. He quickly noticed that the animals behave quite differently.
We found, wow, they're spending more than half their time just resting. This is totally different from what we've been told in the ocean, where they're supposed to spend, 50% of their time foraging and like that, and they never haul out. Here, they're just kicking out on the pickleweed and having a good time.
Sea otters feed on sea urchins, crabs and mussels, which they pick up from the seabed. When the water is shallow, like it is here in Elkhorn Slough, they can find their food much more easily. And that gives them time to rest. They can even relax on the riverbank outside of the water, which is very unusual for southern sea otters. It seems estuarine environments suit these animals down to the ground, which has given the scientists ideas.
Historically, all the otters have been wiped out in California, other than that small group off Big Sur, the 50 or so off of there. But some of the records, and there were very few records kept back then, but records indicated that just in San Francisco alone, in one area of San Francisco Bay, there were over 3,000 otters. in our total population. That's all we have now. So that many in an estuarine environment, because it's so productive, can support that many otters.
San Francisco Bay is a huge estuarine area, expanding over around 1,600 square miles, or 4,000 square kilometers. The researchers are now thinking about reintroducing sea otters here, because something needs to be done, Ron says.
So right now, the population is stalled at about 3,000. In order to come off the endangered species list, they would have to be above 3,090 for three consecutive years. And they just barely made that this year. But all it would take is one oil spill out in the ocean, like the Exxon Valdez oil spill or the BP Horizon oil spill, and you would probably kill almost all the otters. So it's important to learn where they might be able to survive.
At Monterey Bay Aquarium, Mike Murray and his team have successfully retrieved the data logger from the sea otter's abdomen. He gives her another injection, and the female comes round again. She is reunited with her pup. The researchers roll the box back to the pier and load it onto a boat. Divers will drop the otter and her baby exactly where they captured them. Michelle Stedler assures that the animals will be fine.
So we have shore spotters out every day that they go out and they look for those specific individuals that we worked with and then make sure they're doing okay. She'll rest a little bit and then she'll start her normal routine, maybe tomorrow, somewhere later today.
It must have felt like an alien abduction for the sea otter. But researchers hope that the data she's provided will help them to help many more of her species.
DW.